All right, so we're diving deep today into some pretty heavy stuff. Grief. Losing someone or something that matters to you. You gave us some really powerful material to work with, and honestly, even though it's a tough topic, I think getting a better handle on grief, on how it works, that can actually be really empowering for people. So we're going to try to tackle some of the big questions people have and offer some insights based on what you've shared, especially
Sure.
about how to find support when you need it most.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. When it comes to something as universal as grief, I mean, we all experience it at some point. Knowledge really is power. And we'll be looking at the Kubler-Ross model, the stages and all that, but also just the broader picture, right? How grief affects us physically, emotionally, and why reaching out, getting support can be so crucial.
Okay, so let's jump right in. First things first, what is grief, really? I mean, we all kind of know it when we feel it, but how would you actually define it?
So, grief. Grief is a natural, it's a human response to loss, to any kind of loss. It's not just about death, although that's often what we think of first. Could be a relationship ending, losing a job, even big life changes, but on the positive side, right? Like your kid going off to college. That can trigger grief too. It's this whole cluster of emotions, physical stuff, even how you relate to people, all changing as you adjust to life without that person or thing that was important.
So it's not just sadness. It can really like mess with your whole system.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, sadness is definitely in there and anger, confusion, but also fatigue, changes in how you sleep, your appetite. It can be a lot. And socially, you might withdraw, find it harder to connect even when you want to.
Makes sense. And we've all heard about the stages of grief. Is that really how it works? Like you'd climb a ladder and boom, you're done. The stuff you sent mentioned Kubler-Ross, that model.
Right. Kubler-Ross. It's a helpful way to think about it, a framework. But it's not a set of rules. Like, you got to go through these five steps in this order, and then you're good. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Think of it like a map of a place, not a GPS. It shows you the general landscape, but your path through it. That's unique to you. You might hit all the stages, some of them out of order, even revisit them. Grief is very personal.
Okay, so more like landmarks you might encounter on your own grief journey, not everyone's.
Exactly. And it's important to remember, not everyone experiences all five stages or in the same order. Your journey is your own. So let's look at each stage a little closer. Denial often gets a bad rap, but it's actually there for a reason. Think of it like your brain has a circuit breaker, and when the loss is just too much, too sudden, denial flips that switch, prevents a total overload.
So like when you hear terrible news, it's almost like, no way, this can't be real.
Precisely. It gives you time to adjust slowly. But the thing is, if you stay in denial too long, it can block you from really facing the loss and working towards healing.
Gotcha. And then anger comes along, which I think a lot of people struggle with. It can feel so weird, to be angry when you're grieving someone you loved.
It's totally understandable to feel that way. Like, why am I angry? But under the anger, there's often a lot of pain, fear, this feeling of being helpless. Think about it. You've lost control. Things feel so unfair, so anger kind of erupts. It might be directed out at the person you lost, at the world in general, yelling at your coffee machine. Or it can turn inward, blaming yourself, which can be really tough to deal with.
One of the articles mentioned people yelling at their printer or getting super frustrated in traffic when they're grieving. And honestly, I've totally been there.
Right, like those little everyday annoyances, they can become huge when you're grieving. Recognizing that connection, like, hey, this anger is tied to my loss, not just this traffic jam, that can be a good first step to managing it.
So the anger, it eventually shifts, and then you hit bargaining. What does that look like?
So bargaining, that's our attempt to kind of desperately get control back, undo the loss. Making deals in your head with God, with fate, with yourself, even. Like, if only I had done this differently, or if I promised to be better. It's that longing to rewind time, make the pain vanish.
Like trying to negotiate with the universe itself to change what's already happened.
Exactly. And while it shows how much we want to avoid the pain, bargaining can keep you stuck in the past instead of facing what is.
And then this stage a lot of people dread, depression, it feels almost unavoidable when you're dealing with loss.
Right. And it's important to understand depression in the context of grief, it's normal. This profound sadness, emptiness, no motivation. But it's not necessarily clinical depression at this point. It's your heart catching up to the reality of things. And that takes time.
In the material you gave, it talked about fatigue, trouble focusing, changes in appetite. It really does feel like grief takes over your whole being.
It really does. And as hard as those feelings are, it's vital to let yourself feel them. Don't try to suppress them, because trying to just power through, ignore the depression, it often just makes the process longer.
And that's where I'd imagine seeking professional help can make a huge difference, right?
100%. Therapy gives you this safe, non-judgmental space to unpack all these complicated emotions, and you can develop healthy coping mechanisms. It's not about fixing grief, because it's not broken. It's about learning to navigate it, honor what you're going through, and eventually find a way to integrate that loss into your life.
And that leads to acceptance, the final stage, which a lot of people misunderstand. They think it means you're suddenly, like, okay with what happened.
Right, right. Acceptance is definitely not about saying the loss was okay or pretending it doesn't hurt. It's about acknowledging the reality and finding ways to live with it. It's about finding meaning, even purpose, in the midst of pain. And that can take time, even years.
So for someone listening, maybe right in the thick of grief, what's the most important thing they should take away from all of this?
You know, first and foremost, you are not alone in this. Grief, it's a universal human experience. There is no right way or wrong way to grieve. And reaching out for support to loved ones, support groups, a therapist, that's not weakness, it's strength. It shows you're willing to heal, to grow through this incredibly difficult time.
That's powerful. And I think if there's one thing we want to really emphasize today, it's that seeking help from a mental health professional, it can be a lifeline when you're grieving. They can help you understand what's happening, give you tools to cope, and you don't have to go through this alone.
And remember, there's always hope. Healing is possible with time, with being kind to yourself, and with the right support. Never hesitate to reach out and get that support when you need it.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. What's one small step you can take today to support yourself or someone you know who's grieving? Could be as simple as reaching out to them, offering a listening ear, or just acknowledging their pain. Every bit of compassion counts.
It really does.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next time with another deep dive.
See ya.